Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Tetzaveh, Shir 128. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Ava Mordechai Zechern Livrocha, Ben Yibodel L'chaim Toiv Maruchim, Reb Shloimeh Eliyahu Sheyichye, sponsored by his family, the Schus of Limonat Torah and Chizik, of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe, should bring him an Ilui Neshama, and he should be Zeiche Talich de Gan Eden. The Chazon Ish used to make a minyan in his house every Erev Shabbos by Mincha Gedola. He liked to daven early on Erev Shabbos, but forming a minyan for Mincha early in the afternoon could sometimes be difficult. People were busy, Bnei Brak wasn't so big in those days, and therefore sometimes it was difficult to find a minyan for the Chazon Ish. Every Friday, some of the Mispalim would stand outside and try to get people to join the Chazon Ish's minyan. One time, one of the Mispalim called in was a Chassidish Yid, and he was very honored to be able to join the minyan of the Gadol Hadar. He put on his gartel and he waited for Mincha to start. The Chazon Ish noticed the Chassid that joined the minyan, and he told him as follows. He said, "I didn't mean for them to call you in to complete the minyan. I don't want to deprive you of the gishmak of davening mincha like the chassidim do with his slavos after they go into the mikvah and they get dressed for Shabbos and they say haidu. The whole experience of davening mincha erev Shabbos like a chassidish yid usually does. And therefore the Chazon Ish said, you should daven later. We'll find somebody else to replace you for the minyan." And we see from here a very interesting thing. The Chazon Ish himself did not daven mincha like that. He davened a Litvish mincha. But for this Chassidish Yid, he served the Rebbeinu Shlolam in his way. By davening with his slavas after you're all ready for Shabbos, with Haidu, the whole experience of davening mincha erev Shabbos in a Chassidish minyan. And therefore, even though to the Chazon Ish, this wasn't the way he served the Rebbeinu Shlolam, but it doesn't minimize somebody else's approach to Avodas Hashem. And that's how we should view the various different groups in Klal Yisrael. We have our way of serving the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and somebody else has his way of serving the Rabbeinu Shlalom. There are 12 Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. Everyone has a different approach to Avodas Hashem. And when we respect another Yid's way of davening to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and we don't look down just because we don't daven like that, but rather we understand that this is his way of davening and this is my way of davening, that is Achdus and Klal Yisrael.